is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You may dial in and talk about whatever you want. The toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Luther.
We are looking at the Declaration of the Occupation. Now, this isn't the list of demands, as I understand it. And some are saying the list of demands isn't certainly there's no consensus on the list of demands. So I imagine that's true with this declaration as well. The claim is, though, it was accepted by the NYC General Assembly. So they're going to claim that this is the consensus of whoever was at the General Assembly in New York City when this was brought up. So they talk about we just barely got started on it here, but it's their message. To the people that agree with them, that the corporations are destroying everything and that they need to have democracy where there's no money in politics, where they say the process is not determined by economic power and that the power comes from the people. And it's the same old message that you've heard, you know, a whole bunch of times. And what we were pointing out in the last hour is that the folks that are putting this out there, they're coming from a place that's right. They want people to be empowered. I want that. I don't want corporations to rule over me, especially if it's their government corporations, because every corporation was created by the government, and the government themselves are corporations or corporate entities. So I don't like those. I don't like the idea of a corporation. I don't like the idea of a company having no liability for the actions that they take. That bothers me.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of individual empowerment. I'm all about that.
Sure, sure. Well, it seems to be the same issue. You want accountability with as many people as possible, right? I mean, you want it from the government. You're going to want it from the companies as well.
Sure. Everybody should be accountable for their choices.
Right.
And so, unfortunately, though, they just don't go... They identify the problem, but they don't identify the correct solution. And that's understandable because these are the solutions that they're taught. You go to college.
Yeah.
These are the things they teach you.
Right. Go to college. Don't worry about that. You'll make money when you get a job with your degree. You can pay that off later. Don't worry about that loan.
They have taken our houses through an illegal foreclosure process despite not having the original mortgage. They have now, I've heard that that's true. They have taken bailouts from taxpayers with impunity and continue to give executives, I think they're talking about the big corporations, specifically the banks. They've taken bailouts from taxpayers with impunity and continue to give executives exorbitant bonuses. They have perpetuated inequality and discrimination in the workplace based on age, the color of one's skin, sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation. And you know, one of the things that we could do in a free market, which we don't have, and we're not even close, but if there's somebody who's behaving this way in the way that they run their business, you know, discriminating against gay people or women or whomever, and you think that's pretty outrageous, and you work for them, you can quit your job, and you could go start your own business. But starting your own business in today's world is very difficult. Talk about empowerment. Talk about personal empowerment. Being able to do your own thing is really the ideal.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want that?
Pave your own way. That's the American dream, right?
I don't know. Maybe. I hope so.
I think when people use that phrase, that's what they are talking
about. Right, that's what it used to mean.
Maybe it used to mean that. It seems like the American dream has come to mean go to college, get a job, work for somebody else for your whole life, and collect your retirement.
Right.
Have some kids in there, too.
I've seen some people on the Occupy whatever, you know, pages, and it's a common phrase I see is, if you believe the American dream, or it's called the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it.
To believe it. That's a George Carlin phrase, I think.
Yeah.
Or paraphrase.
I don't know. I think you can still make your way. Stossel did it was just a short, like a segment of one of his shows where he talked about the American dream, and there was a guy who... You know, took $25, checked into a homeless shelter, and just started building wealth from there. You know, he lived there for a while until he started getting better and better jobs. He rode a bike for a while, you know, before he could get a car. And then eventually he got a roommate, you know, so he's out of the homeless shelter. I mean, like he
started at the bottom, worked his way up.
Yeah, and then he wrote a book about his experience and made a lot of money.
So he didn't get a bailout from the government to do it.
Nope.
You know, actually, I'm thinking, second thought, it might have been Bill Hicks, that quote. Either Carlin or Hicks, one
okay,
of the other.
Yeah.
So in a world with a free market, you would have the ability to follow your dreams. Because right now, if your dream is illegal, or if you have to jump through a bunch of regulatory hoops to start your business. Like, Luther, I know you want to open up some sort of a...
Yeah, I'd like to do machining, or machine repair, machine manufacturing, you know, all that kind of stuff. Welding. I just like working with my hands. I like working with machines. I don't want like a large shop. I just want to be able to, my own personal shop, I guess, where like a blacksmith shop. I see them all the time here in New Hampshire. They're just on the side of the road. People have them in their houses. I'd like to do something like that.
It can be very difficult to achieve these sorts of things because even if you can acquire the place to do it, you may not have the money to pay the property taxes on it, or you may it may not be zoned correctly for it, or there may be another you know.
It probably won't if I want to do manufacturing. Yeah. Like I'd love to have a forge setup where I can make my own blast furnace, you know, and put that out in the backyard.
Yeah, and who regulates those, and what are the requirements?
Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, I haven't even gotten that far.
Right, so typically it goes two ways when somebody wants to start a business for themselves. They either just throw it up against the wall and see, you know, what kind of threats they get from the government, or they try to diligently do it the legal way and, you know, go and try to work their way through the bureaucracy, which is the most frustrating, difficult process for the most part that people could even envision. You go ahead. Go down to City Hall tomorrow and just start asking the questions. Okay, I'd like to open my machine, my own machine shop. What do I need? Of course, then you're opening this door for the government agent to start telling you all of the things that you're supposed to do. You got to go over here, and you got to get this permit, and you got to get this license, and you got to get this approval, and you got to get a permit for it. It seems like it never ends. It can seem so overwhelming, and when you don't have the money to hire a lawyer to kind of navigate you through these waters,
it can be confusing. It can be scary.
It's scary
because you can make mistakes.
Well, you know that if you make a mistake, there may be like a $500 a day fine or $1,000 a day fine if you get it wrong.
I think that you were not in jail yet, and we read this story with you, with the woman who was making the real ice cream with all kinds of natural ingredients.
That was the story that I brought.
And they went after her, and she tried in a lot of ways to keep it going, but it was just like financially impossible.
She desperately tried to jump through the hoops that they'd put up for her, but essentially the hoops decimated her product. Because they essentially said, you can't use fresh product, you can't use raw milk, you can't use fresh strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
You basically cannot make your product.
Right.
Is essentially what they told her. And she was really bummed out about that. Because she's not willing to take a risk and continue her business. But then again, they're going to put her business out of business. So at that point, why not take the risk?
And that right there is the American dream. This was a woman who did not intentionally... she didn't set out to do that. She made the ice cream. Some people liked it. It caught on. It got bigger. It turns out this woman makes ice cream that a lot of people like and want to pay for, and she was doing really well, and it was growing, and it grew to the point where it got her in trouble, and she couldn't make her ice cream anymore.
Right. So if you really want to empower people, then you have to decentralize power. And you don't, putting it in the hands of 51% or 50.1% or whatever is not going to solve that problem. It's just going to result in more controls over the things that those 50%+ people don't like. So let's continue here with the demands, the declaration of the occupation. They have poisoned the food supply through negligence and undermined the farming system through monopolization. Of course, you've got government subsidies left and right in the farming situation. They actually subsidize farmers to not grow crops in some cases. They have profited off the torture, confinement, and cruel treatment of countless animals and actively hide these practices. They have continuously sought to strip employees of the right to negotiate for better pay and safer working conditions. I don't know how you could do that. I mean, unless you actually can enslave an employee, then you can't strip them of anything because they can strip themselves away from your business at any time.
Sure, it's a two-way street. And when I try to tell people this, they just ignore it. I say, if your job is that terrible, just quit. And they try to, you know, just ignore that and change the subject or divert the conversation in another direction and completely ignore this that option altogether.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up. Your thoughts certainly welcome. You can share whatever you want. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. More of the declaration coming up here in moments.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author, John C. Maxwell.
We live in a culture that values titles. But what value does a title actually have? If you are focused on gaining a title in your career, you're not setting yourself up to be the best leader you can be. Instead, focus on the work you can do. If it's significant and adds value to people, then it doesn't need to come with a title. The investment in others will be your reward. A position is not a worthy destination for any person's life. Titles are not enough. Leadership is meant to be active and dynamic. Its purpose is to create positive change. You do that by focusing on growing to your potential and helping others do the same. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We invite you to our website. You'll enjoy the features there for free, including listening options. We've got dial-up stream and broadband streams going around the clock, 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is there for you to listen to. And you can also get a list of our great radio stations across the country that carry the show, over 109 stations. Our satellite listening options, including two XM satellite radio channels, our free-to-air option, and the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears, and you can go and learn about them over at listen.freetalklive.com. October 19th, it's time to let the establishment know that we the people, not the media, will decide the future of this country. You can head over to blackthisout.com and be a part of the largest grassroots donation effort in history. It's the first step in getting the government out of your life and out of this economy. Visit blackthisout.com today and let the media know that you won't stand by and let your freedom be blacked out. blackthisout.com. So, we're talking about the Occupy movement as it continues to spread across the country. There's a lot of good that needs to be said about it, and there's a lot that should be critiqued about it, because as has been pointed out by our caller earlier and from others' observations, many of the folks in these movements, they get it. There are problems. I mean, a lot of people are pretty good at identifying problems, but unfortunately the solutions sound, well, a little stale. I mean, who hasn't heard this before?
Right.
We need democracy, true democracy, power to the people. Let's put the people in charge and get the money out of politics.
1960s?
It's been going on for longer than we've been alive, probably combined. And of course, inevitably, politicians are going to run that up the flagpole. Oh, yeah, power to the people. I'm all about it. Vote for me.
Yeah, vote for me. I'll give you real democracy.
Yeah. So
change and hope.
Yeah. So where is it exactly? Oh, and then you've got Adam versus the Man, adamversusdeman.com, where he goes and he interviews some of these folks at the D.C. Occupy group. And you mentioned change and hope. So there's this one lady that he's interviewing who just doesn't even believe him when he brings up the fact that Barack Obama escalated the war in Afghanistan.
Yeah, not to mention started one in Somalia and Libya.
Just plain flat out denies it. Just total cognitive dissonance, doesn't even want to consider that that could be true.
Yeah,
walks away from
him. I felt like bad for her because I think her heart was in the right place, and she wasn't pompous like the other kids. So
right,
sure.
Like I just, but it just goes got annihilated. She didn't even know what to do.
But it just goes to show. She may not think that she got annihilated, right? That's from your perspective.
Well, she didn't seem too smart to me. I mean,
yeah.
she said that the problem with the reason why schooling was so much more expensive is because of it was more privatized. Adam points out that it's actually more socialized and less privatized, and she just agrees with him. She's like,
totally.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I played it today, and I was just listening kind of as I was doing some other work, and so I really rewatch it and actually watch it.
I think it's worth a rewatch because I every time I see it, I just laugh.
Yeah.
So here's more from the Declaration of the Occupation. This came out toward the end of last week. It's different from the list of demands. This was a document accepted by the New York City General Assembly, and it says here they're talking about their frustration, some of the things that they think are really bad. So they've held students hostage with tens of thousands of dollars of debt on education, which itself is a human right.
What?
We talked about this earlier, and you chose to go to a prestigious school. Have $80,000.
It's a right.
No, it's not.
I was born onto this earth. I have a right to be educated.
Fine, get a natural education. Learn from your mistakes. That's the education you're entitled to.
That's a nice
way
to put it.
Anything beyond that,
yeah.
you need to work for.
Right. It's just imagine for a moment, if education's a right, so it must be a right for everyone in all circumstances. If it's a right, it must be a right across all mankind.
Sure.
So therefore, you get a plane that crashes on an island with five people, and so one of them demands to be educated. How does that work out exactly? Who will do the educating? Who's responsible for that? What if the other people don't know any more than the individual who's demanding the education? So the idea of having education be a right is to suggest that someone out there has an obligation to provide you with the stuff you want to know.
Sure.
Or the educational curriculum that you're looking for. But usually when someone gives you a service or a product, you have to give them something in return. You don't just get it because you were born.
I don't make chimichangas all day for my health, you know. I do it because people come into my restaurant and they pay me to do that.
Now, should people be educated?
Yeah.
Is education good? Sure. These things are valuable, and because they're valuable, the people who do the best at providing them should be rewarded for it. So we continue with you and your thoughts here. There's more, though. Occupy your city here. Caleb is on the line listening to XM Satellite Radio. Hello, Caleb.
Hey, guys. I just a suggestion if you want to get the most impact out of the King or any of these protests is to focus on one issue. But, I mean, that's easy to say, difficult to do. But I think that one issue everybody can believe in, from Tea Party guys to socialists to anarchists, is at least this go around, just focus on transparency. Because without that, they can just keep lying to you and telling you whatever. This year we'll do transparency. Next year, do global warming or social justice or whatever. But just let's start with transparency, because if you don't know what's going on, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from there. And, of course, I'll be a skeptic right out the gate. How are you going to get that?
I just think to get you've got this momentum from a pretty chaotic and pretty much useless protest overall, because they have no focus. A bunch of people unhappy. So if you can just focus on getting the dialogue of transparency, then when it comes to voting, you know, maybe repetition, it'll sink in. If something has to be enforced,
I appreciate your optimism. Caleb, I appreciate the optimism, but if you look at the Obama campaign, he campaigned on transparency and then proceeded to have closed-door meetings and do other things to go right back on that promise. Here in New Hampshire, they have the so-called Right to Know Act, where you're supposed to be able to ask for any government documents, and you're supposed to be able to get them.
Yeah.
And they deny them left and right.
Oh, sure.
It's a joke.
Well, do you know of any other one thing you can focus and get mass, you know, broad appeal for besides...
I see where you're coming from. I'm a skeptic when it comes to protests, period. I think even if they focus in on one thing, which, as you rightly pointed out, Caleb, is very difficult to attain because you've got literally thousands of people around the country that are all interested in different issues. To get them all to focus on one thing is a very difficult thing to achieve in the first place. And then secondly, what's it likely going to do even if you did get people to focus on one thing?
Yep, I see your point. You guys are probably right.
Caleb, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. I mean, I don't say that to rain on your parade. That's not my intention here. I'm not saying go home and don't do the protest. Mm-hmm. Please, go out. Do the protest. Have fun with it.
Yeah.
Make creative signs. Wave. Smile. Meet interesting people. And then figure out what you're going to do next. Because to sit there or to stand there and wave signs and say, I want transparency, or I want to, you know, end the Federal Reserve, or whatever, the politicians are going to laugh at you, man.
Right. You're not going to get it if that's all you're going to do.
Yeah, exactly. All right, more coming up here at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. If you want transparency, you might have to withhold your money from them before, you know, you give them something. Oh, I'll give you some money if you show me transparency.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charger offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey's most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Luther.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can help promote Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn how. You can do everything from get yourself a free bumper sticker for your car or truck or bicycle. And or you can get business cards you can download and print out. We've got web banners and graphics that you can use. You can get our font that we use. You can make your own graphics, vectors, style graphics, which are like the highest possible resolution, technically. I guess there's not even a resolution to vectors. You can just resize it as you need to. It's good stuff. It's all there free at promote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Declaration of the Occupation of New York City, not the list of demands. This is what is upsetting them. And they're saying here that they've constantly, this, by the way, posted over at nycga.cc, I think that stands for New York City General Assembly. They have constantly outsourced labor, talking about the evil corporations, and used that outsourcing as leverage to cut workers' health care and pay. So, two complaints there. One, that they are giving people jobs in other parts of the world. But on the other hand, aren't a lot of these people in favor of, like, the one world government thing? Like, to have...
I think so. I mean...
The global economy.
Right.
Right.
So on one hand, they're upset about outsourcing. On the other hand, they favor eliminating borders.
Right. One human family.
And I want to get rid of the idea of borders. I mean, I think, but I don't want a government. I want people to respect others as human beings and not use force on one another. So my viewpoint only reflects a little bit of some of these folks. But the other complaint is that they're using the outsourcing as leverage to cut workers' health care and pay here. So essentially complaining about competition, complaining that the workers around the world are providing a level of competition that allows the companies to say, well, we're just going to move more jobs away if you don't accept these pay cuts, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it should be pointed out that the reason why a lot of companies move jobs overseas is because of government regulations.
Right.
So, once again.
Minimum wage, even. You know, one of their demands. I mean, you raise minimum wage, it's going to be cheaper to employ people in another country. Well, guess what's going to happen? You're going to drive that job out of the country.
As long as it's cheaper in total to drive, you know, to move the jobs out of the country, then that's what they're going to do, because they're looking to make money on what it is that they're doing. And, of course, there's nothing wrong with making a profit on what you do. And in fact, in the free marketplace, profits are limited. So a lot of these people will be upset about the, you know, the excessive profits that these corporations make. Well, remember, it's the government that protects them. They protect them from competition. They protect them from having upstarts and innovators come into their industry and revolutionize things. But, and that means that the costs stay up over time.
But, Ian, the free market is what caused the housing bubble to pop.
The reason why booms and busts tend to happen in the economic or the so-called business cycle happens is because of the government controlling the money supply.
Yes,
the reason that stuff happens.
I know. I've been hearing that a lot lately, though. On the Occupy New Hampshire one, which is, I think, the group taking place in Manchester, I mentioned that I was for free markets, and I felt that regulation and intervention and zoning and stuff like that all harm business and harm the economy and make people
poorer.
And harms
poorer. The workers.
Yeah,
and
makes people poorer. And people started jumping down my throat initially about that, so...
Well, because they want to get, a lot of them want to just get a handout. They want that, you know, life to be easy.
Yeah, they want it to be easy, and it's easier to steal than it is to earn.
They have influenced the courts to achieve the same rights as people with none of the culpability or responsibility. Now, that's true. The idea that corporations are persons is just absolutely ludicrous. Yet that's the legal land for you.
Mm-hmm.
They can redefine words as they see fit.
Sure.
Person doesn't mean what you think it means. So they have spent millions of dollars on legal teams that look for ways to get them out of contracts in regards to health insurance. They've sold our privacy as a commodity. They have used the military. Well, a lot of cases, your privacy, you've sold your privacy by giving it up. You don't get privacy by giving information to people. So if you want privacy, you have to protect it. It takes effort.
Yes.
In this world, it is relatively difficult because we've gone so long and had our privacy invaded so much, not just by corporations, but by the governments, who then sell your information to corporations, by the way, down in Florida, and I'm sure this is the case in other places. You register for a driver's license, the state sells your information to corporations. They create essentially a mailing list that they sell out and make money off of. And there supposedly is a way to opt out of this, but they're not just going to put a checkbox on the license form saying that you want to opt out.
I'm sure you've got to really pull teeth to get to that point.
You know, I've worked for three corporations, like bigger businesses, and each of these places where I've worked, I have felt like the employer has genuinely cared about providing good benefits and things like that. Like, each job, I worked for a restaurant franchise, and I met the owners of the franchise personally many times. They were really nice guys. They were very wealthy. But, you know, I think that they genuinely wanted it to be a nice place to work, so they wanted to provide.
Because they know you can go across town.
Exactly, and I felt the same way at my last job. It was a job at a bank, and this bank is open more than other banks, and one of the things that they offered in place of that is almost 6 weeks of paid vacation the day you start. Like, you don't have to earn that. That, you know what I mean?
So that's not a government regulation. That's the choice of the bank.
Right. 6 weeks of paid vacation, and that was a huge company, and I thought that was awesome, and I felt like they genuinely wanted to provide, you know, good benefits for me, and I just started a new job a month ago, and I went to this business meeting, and the guy who owns the business was talking about being able to provide people with raises, and it makes him feel good. He doesn't like firing people. He doesn't like closing locations down and telling people they don't have jobs.
Right. The more you pay, the better the workers.
Right. So
sure.
There certainly are people in big corporations, I think, who have bad intentions, but I think there are a lot that have good intentions, and people gloss over that.
And to just lump them all into the same category isn't fair either. It would be like me saying that everybody at the Tea Party is the exact same belief system, or everybody at the Occupy protest is the exact same belief system.
Or all Free Staters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they have influenced
the
courts.
We are one. We are the Borg.
They have, let's see. So they've used the military and police force to prevent freedom of the press. They have deliberately declined to recall faulty products, endangering lives in pursuit of profit. Well, the other side of that coin is, well, first of all, when the federal government demands that a product be recalled, there's no saying no to it.
Right.
You have to, at the cost of an absurd level of cost. And in many cases, when the feds say to recall a product, you don't really need to. Like, they recall a bunch of stuff that isn't really necessary to recall.
Right. Oh, like Toyota's, the cars that they were recalling.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it wasn't Toyota's fault. After many independent studies have shown.
The sticky
gas pedal, that's right. Not Toyota's fault.
Whose fault was it?
I can't remember who. If Andrew 280 told me about it, he knows more about it. Andrew, who...
Is it a subcontractor or something like that? Or?
Possibly. I can't remember. Yeah, you really should ask him. Maybe we can even find it, but...
Maybe we'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's been ruled that it wasn't Toyota wasn't liable for
it. But
that.
Who does... Now, right, so now after the fact, Toyota's not liable for it, but yet they've already done the recall.
Yeah.
They've already spent however many millions or billions of dollars doing that recall, and that's money that they're not going to just be able to wave a wand and get back. I mean, mm-hmm. that's money that they've spent, and the federal government isn't going to say, oops, well, we shouldn't have told you to recall that, so
and
let's just cut a check to you.
And it's tarnished their reputation. They've gone from being the number one auto maker in the world mm-hmm. to, like, fourth.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's the level of destructive capability that the government can have with these recalls.
Yeah.
In a free market world, buyer beware, you have different independent agencies that can test things. You can have boycotts. You can get the word out about products and companies. And then if you can put the pressure on without using the force of government, you can still hurt businesses. You look what happened to Whole Foods, for instance. I mean, they lost a lot of their customers. Now, they did gain some, on the other hand, as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, in some cases, boycotts can have a reverse effect.
The Internet, I think, is a great example of how it could be. eBay, for example, with their rating system
yeah, for sure.
Fabulous.
Yeah, they kind of screwed it up over time, eBay has.
Really? I haven't been on eBay in a few years, but Amazon does something similar, and it's effective.
More coming up here at 855-453. I think they made it so you can't rate the buyer anymore, which is nonsense.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Why
don't moments... On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. And joining you this evening, in the remaining moments, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Luther.
We're going to get back to the declaration of the occupation here in a little bit. We're doing a little dissecting of it. But first, let's talk to Nick in Illinois on the amp lines. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey.
As I understand it, the redefinition of corporations as people came from the Citizens United decision, which regarded the problem of campaign contributions where, you know, like money is free speech, which doesn't make any sense to me. But I'm not entirely sure why it's an issue in the first place.
Why what is an issue?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you know, governments can regulate their elections however they want, but like before Citizens United, what was the rule that like a corporation could not run certain ads or could not spend money towards certain ads? Do you know how it worked before?
I have no idea, dude. I mean, the labyrinth of laws is completely just confusing to me.
That's one thing I've always wondered because, you know, there are a lot of people upset at how, at it's corrupting the electoral process that now corporations can give as much money as they want. But as far as I know, it doesn't sound like there's anything unlibertarian about being able to spend as much money as you want on campaign ads to support a candidate, because
if that's true,
is the government just going to shut you down and prevent you from running that ad? Like walk into the office and point guns at people and say, "Don't you dare run that ad"?
Well, if that's true, then the part that's not fair about it is that that others might be restricted in what they can spend on a campaign, for instance. They're usually like, you know, if you wanted to give to the Ron Paul campaign, you may not be able to give more, I think, than $2,000. So if it's true that the corporations have more sway, then I can see why people would be upset about that. That makes sense. And they feel as though that they're not getting an equal voice in D.C., and they're absolutely right. You know, the big money people are the ones with the real influence.
If it's direct contributions, that's a different matter. As far as I'm concerned, the government, you know, the government can set up rules saying you can't accept more than such and such amount of dollars per person. I don't know how corporations factor into that, though.
Well, it doesn't, again, whether we're talking about direct contributions or not, corporations have more resources at their command than the average person. And so, therefore, if you are a corporation, say a media corporation, like Fox News or MSNBC, you can give essentially in-kind contributions to your favorite candidates without ever registering a cent of a contribution to their political campaign. So I'll just have a candidate so-and-so on your television show or on your radio show, and you're essentially giving them a large campaign contribution in the form of an endorsement or even just the free press or an interview. And there's no way to track that that particular value. So corporations have ways to, you know, to do these things that, and of course many of them are granted the ability to run these businesses. For instance, radio licenses keep other people out of the radio business who otherwise would be able to provide a dissenting opinion.
Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate hearing from you. So yeah, I mean, it's true. Corporations have, you know, they've got unfair advantage when it comes to an electoral situation. But of course they do. I mean, they control politics, so mm-hmm. of course they have the advantage. And the fantasy that people in power and money are somehow going to ever be evicted from politics is, well, it's fantasy. The only way you're ever going to have real change is when you're ready to do something more than vote or chant in the streets. And I don't mean violence. I mean when you're ready to do civil disobedience or non-cooperation, stop paying taxes, don't go along to get along anymore. Then they don't have control over you anymore. But as long as you're willing to do what they tell you, it's just going to keep going. And then sure. you're going to have to protest in another 4 years when you're disappointed by whoever's next. And you'll protest again. And each time a new set of politicians seeking power will tell you that they're going to change it for you. And they won't.
Right.
With the Obama campaign, because they really, really rallied up a lot of young people, I think. And his message was that things were going to be different, change and hope and all that. When that was going on, I remember saying, you know, I wonder in 4 years how all the people who voted for Obama will feel when they've seen that he hasn't done anything. And I do wonder, because I know some people who personally voted for Obama and really got behind him, and now they don't really like him. But I wonder as a whole, like, what the percentage of people who voted for him and really believed in him are now dissatisfied with him. And I also wonder if they are dissatisfied with the entire political process, or if they've just picked another team member.
Valid questions, if you feel like answering them. 855-453. A little bit more here from the Declaration of the Occupation, talking about some of the frustrations.
You sound like a Baptist preacher. The Declaration of the Occupation.
Did I read it like that?
Talking about our nation.
Of course, I don't believe in nations.
Right.
But these people
anything that rhymes with Asian.
These people do. They
Asian.
Have donated large sums of money to politicians who are responsible for regulating them. And, of course, what they don't understand about regulations is that not only are they in bed with the politicians, which they're correct in assessing that,
mm-hmm.
But what they don't understand is even the regulations are proposed by the corporations. So, like the new tobacco regulations that came into play within the last couple of years.
Yeah, Marlboro and...
Yeah, obviously. It was Philip Morris that created
and R.J. Reynolds.
Yeah. I think it was mostly
tobacco.
Philip Morris that played on that one.
Really?
But, maybe it was Reynolds. But either way, the big players are the ones that write these regulations, like the toy regulations that are putting... they're putting small toy manufacturers out of business because they have to go and get lead testing for all of their for each one of their toys, whereas Mattel mm-hmm. just goes and does one test for an entire line of toys. Those regulations are supported by companies like Mattel and Hasbro because they know it puts their competitors out of business.
Right. And when I try to explain this to people, they just don't grasp it. They're like, oh, well, we need the government still to stop people from this. But wait a minute. Weren't you just saying that the corporations own the government?
It's the circular
logic.
Right. It's the fantasy that they could somehow get in control and change it all.
Mm-hmm.
That they somehow, if they were able to get in control, would be able to make those changes and wouldn't be completely poisoned by the power.
How are you ever going to take control away from the lizard Jews?
Jeez. They continue to block alternate forms of energy to keep us dependent on oil. They continue to block generic forms of medicine that could save people's lives or provide relief in order to protect investments that have already turned a substantial profit. Well, of course, when they're using the word they're talking about the corporations. They haven't indicted government here.
Mm-hmm.
Because earlier on, they were talking about how it's our government. Okay, so they're not attacking government, they're attacking corporations, but yet what they're saying here is true when you're talking about the government. They block alternative forms of energy. Well, the government subsidizes oil. The government subsidizes oil through providing the military to give these companies protection in the Middle East and allow them to obtain new oil fields and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they continue to block generic forms of medicine, like maybe some alternative remedies, for instance. It's the FDA that's blocking that.
Right.
The FDA is blocking your ability to remedy your problems or to advertise your remedy as whatever the effects it has.
My understanding of why that is the case is because people who are heavily invested in the pharmaceutical industries are on the boards of the FDA.
But even if they weren't on the board of the FDA, even if the board of the FDA was made up by average people they pulled off the street, which is, again, some political reformer's fantasy. I saw a guy on TV the other night saying he thought all the politicians should be poor people. Like, make the government as large as you want, but let all the people that are running it be poor.
Why?
That's not going to change anything either. It's the power that is the problem.
So because somebody will come along with money to offer you at some point. Like, you just can't keep that out.
Right, there's that. And then there's also just the mindset of, well, now I'm in charge, and we're going to decide what's right. So you put a bunch of, if you put a bunch of natural health people on the board of the FDA, then they cut out all the allopathic remedies and instead will, you know, make sure that it's the natural health stuff that is what is promoted. Only.
Yeah.
Right. Because they believe they know what's right. It all stems from the question that will be asked of students in government classrooms. Inevitably, as you're going through kindergarten, the question of, well, class, say you're elected president, what law would you pass? The mindset of this is what you do
you
if
just
you're
pass
in government.
More laws.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we don't have enough already.
So I'm going to skip by a little bit of the remainder here where it says, we, the New York City General Assembly occupying Wall Street and Liberty Square, urge you to assert your power, exercise your right to peaceably assemble, occupy public space, create a process to address the problems we face, and generate solutions accessible to everyone. That's what I'm most interested in. I want to know what solutions come out of this, if any.
Sure.
Because voting isn't going to change it.
I know, and I have a hard time, you know, figuring out which side of the fence I'm on with these occupiers. Am I with them? Am I against them? I guess on some things I am, and some things I'm not.
For now, I'm with them. I went to the meeting last night, and I'm going to see, you know, I can't go to the one tomorrow night because I'm going to be here doing the show, but I know some other folks are going to go. And I'm looking forward to learning more. I'm open-minded, and I'm willing to help where I can as long as the message is in the right place.
Sure.
So the more of us that love liberty get involved, the more likely the message will be in the right place. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.